Sunny and 22 in Shepparton with the latest Goulburn Valley news. I'm Wade Stevens. Ambulance response times to high-need patients in Greater Shepparton have improved by 28 seconds in the past year. Paramedics achieved the improvement despite needing to respond to 51 more Code 1 patients during the first 3 months of 2018 compared to 2017's first 3 months. They reach high-need patients within 15 minutes, 84.6% of the time, which is a 2.8% improvement on the same period last year. A woman fell 6 metres down a slope at Mount Sugarloaf while hiking on Saturday. Alexandra SES and ambulance crews were the first responders, discovering she'd broken her leg in the fall. She ended up on a steep, unstable terrain. She was winched by an air ambulance to Melbourne, with the operation complete by nightfall. The TAC is cracking down on drink driving in Victoria, with several stricter laws coming in place for those who decide to get behind the wheel under the influence. Sheree Coleman reports.
From today, anyone with a blood alcohol reading of 0.05 or above will lose their licence regardless of whether it's their first offence. People recording readings between 0.05 and 0.07 will have an alcohol interlock installed for 6 months while completing a drink driving education program before getting their licence back.
The state government's investing $455,000 to improve palliative care services at Goulburn Valley Health. More palliative care physician, nurse practitioner, clinical nurse, social work, occupational therapy, pastoral care and psychology services will be offered as a result. And CFA crews responded to a roof fire in Maroopna on Saturday, caused by unattended food on a kitchen stove. They attended the Cadell Court property close to 5 p.m. after flames erupted from the stovetop, travelling in and through the range hood into the ceiling. The fire was promptly extinguished, the flames burning through some insulation, causing some minor damage.